Good afternoon. High pressure continues to build into interior New York and New England, keeping the weather sunny and dry. A few clouds will mix in from time to time, but also a pleasant northwest breeze will be in place, keeping drier air flowing in. With comfortable humidity and that sunshine, temperatures will climb into the middle to upper 70s for afternoon highs. As we get into the night tonight, that same high pressure center will be in control, keeping it clear, and temperatures will drop down to seasonably cool levels, mainly in the lower 50s with some 40s across the higher terrain. This will set us up for a beautiful start to the holiday weekend with high pressure remaining in place. We'll have plenty of sunshine on Saturday with highs again reaching the middle to upper 70s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to the Carolina coast, where we're expecting Hermine to emerge off of land and out over the open water. It does have the potential to intensify some as it encounters warmer waters of the Gulf Stream. This system is expected to slow down as it tracks to the north along the coast, but over the open water east of New Jersey and south of Long Island during the day on Sunday and into Monday. The exact track of this storm at this point is very much in question and will largely determine the weather for the balance of the holiday weekend, but right now it looks like it'll remain far enough over the open Atlantic east of New Jersey to keep interior New York and New England mainly dry. The best chance of sunshine for the remainder of the weekend will be closer to the Canadian border and out into the Mohawk Valley. More clouds will push into southern New York and New England, and this is the area we're expecting the best risk of some showers. If the storm were to track closer to Long Island, New England, or even New Jersey, a better chance of a steadier rain will develop, especially across southern sections and toward the coast. Either way, those traveling toward the coast for the holiday should be well aware of Hermine's potential track, and even if the weather does not deteriorate, tidal conditions will be a concern with rip tides and high surf possible right on through the holiday weekend. Temperatures, meanwhile, will be in the upper 70s to around 80 for afternoon highs. Eventually, as Hermine departs, we'll push temperatures back into the lower and middle 80s by the middle of next week. Taking a closer look at Hermine, it made landfall at 1:30 a.m. Eastern Time this morning as a Category 1 hurricane at St. Marks, Florida, south of Tallahassee. The storm has been downgraded to a tropical storm and is now located about 55 miles west-southwest of Savannah, Georgia. Hermine is moving toward the northeast near 18 miles per hour, and this motion is expected to continue for the next 48 hours with a gradual reduction in forward speed expected tomorrow. On the forecast track, the center of Hermine will move across coastal South Carolina later today, over coastal North Carolina tonight, and move offshore of the North Carolina coast tomorrow. A tropical storm warning is now in effect for the east coast of the United States from the Florida-Georgia line to the Delmarva Peninsula. Maximum sustained winds are down to 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Little change in strength is expected through tomorrow morning. Strengthening then is forecast once the center of Hermine moves offshore Saturday afternoon. Hermine is expected to produce storm total rainfall accumulations of 5 to 10 inches with possible isolated maximum amounts of 15 inches over the southeastern United States and portions of the mid-Atlantic from southern and eastern Georgia into South Carolina, eastern North Carolina, southeast Virginia, and the lower eastern shore of Virginia and Maryland. These rains may cause life-threatening floods and flash floods. Inflow bands south of Hermine are expected to bring an additional 1 to 3 inches of rainfall across portions of central and northern Florida through today. Heavy rainfall could reach the coastal sections of Delaware and New Jersey beginning tomorrow night. A few tornadoes are possible across coastal portions of North and South Carolina today. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny with highs in the lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-70s, and mostly sunny in Buffalo with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 77 degrees, the average low, 57, the record high, 100, set in 1953, and the record low, 39, in 1991. Sunrise this morning was at 6:21 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:27 p.m., 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and pleasant today, with highs in the lower to middle 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, Mostly sunny, pleasant today, highs right around 80. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Catskills and Mohawk Valley, as well as the southern Adirondacks, and also for the Taconics and southern Berkshires and the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny skies today, pleasant, with highs in the middle to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight, with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, mid to upper 70s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday and Monday, with the risk of showers, perhaps a steadier rain, depending on the track of Hermine, for Sunday into Monday. Still the risk of showers along the coast on Tuesday, depending on Hermine, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, with highs back up toward 80, and highs in the lower to mid-80s, back to a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday and Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.